from this year?
Well, I think in terms of education, every child in Oklahoma received a benefit from actions of the government. Increase in public school spending, the Red Bud Act that will now direct some tax dollars to the building funds of certain school districts and brick and mortar charter schools. This will benefit some 223 rural districts where they don't have the property tax base or the ability to generate enough bond money to actually do projects, capital projects. It will affect every district in Senate District 29 except Bartlesville. And then we increased the cap on the public school grant program and the Opportunity Scholarship Act program so that all school districts in District 29 now have access to these public school grants based on donations to their district from individuals or businesses, and also individuals and businesses can continue to give to the scholarship program. And by raising the tax credit cap to $25 million for each one, we ought to be able to vastly expand the use of both these programs. So all school students in Oklahoma got a benefit, no matter where you go to school or what kind of education. And we didn't inflict any regulations on the homeschoolers, which, you know, our state is the best in the United States for leaving homeschoolers alone. So I think that was a key reform that helped all the fiscal things fall into place. We did a lot of work on rural broadband. We've talked about it for years. I can't go over the legislation this morning because I haven't studied it again this morning. But we did several things to incentivize and push, because we know during COVID, and we know from wanting to bring people into Oklahoma who might work remotely, that you can do work from anywhere if, you know, you have good internet access. So that's a big push this year from the legislature.